Observer's Log, Sunday, November 15th, 2009. And this is me, Seven, once again. And I wanted to speak about things that were on my mind currently. I got a message the other day from a definitely good friend of mine, and he was asking me about whether the resistance was accomplishing what it needed to accomplish, if it was effective enough. And because there is a feeling sometimes on the site like, okay, you know, it's here, the information's here, you know, what are we really doing? And first I wanted to say the effects of the resistance, just so people know, because of course I'm looking at it from this end and I'm going into the portal. So far, the code to the Matrix itself, the book, is up to 15,000 downloads. And that means that, you know, in someone's house somewhere, 15,000 people, and no telling how many from there, have the actual code to the Matrix and are reading it and delving into what it's about. In addition to that, that doesn't count those that have downloaded it from the Resistance site itself, which I suspect is about 1,000 or 1,500 people. And so I would definitely say that a lot of people react differently to the information that they see in the book, but truth, as it always is, speaks for itself. So those individuals sometimes may have not come to the site, or, you know, may have not have agreed with what was directly written there, but we'll be seeing them because, of course, everything comes in time. I wanted to talk about also the videos. The videos are up to 13,000. One video alone just at 13,000 views, and some videos are scattered between 1,000 and 3,000 views. And so just as far as the message getting out, I believe the message is definitely getting out. In fact, this morning, I seem to be able to view how many people, or it wasn't even people, but how many areas were being affected by the code to the Matrix and how it was spreading over things. So, you know, it is doing its healing work. I wanted to talk about, because in the end of the book, I do mention a few things. And one gentleman, Calvin, asked today, you know, he's ready to make his transformation, and he's asking about some of the things that were talked about in the end of the book. And there was definitely two different things that were talked about. There was one, what can be done with a person's personal body, and then two, what my ideas for the future were. And I'll just say this, that once man discovered the Orgone box and the monatomic elements, at that point, the gate was already ready to be open. From in the end of my studies at this point, I'm learning that it is really fear, and it takes bravery, courage, it takes an open mind, it takes an imagination, it takes all of these different things to allow one to have the essence in them that's ready to walk into what they just call the magic window. Meaning that there is a way to calibrate things to a certain point externally, to where a person will have the experience regardless, and, you know, they'll just have it at that point, whether even if it's premature. And I feel like at this point in the world, the only two things that could really take place here is for human beings to begin to activate, and to someone to bring them into the enlightenment of how to do that, and even having to create a facility to do that with certain people, because once certain people have done it, then they can activate others by contact. And so these are where my ideas still are. And I know that individuals can cross this area between every dimension. There's a void. This is like what separates one dimension or one plane, one expanse from another. There's a void period, like a cushion. And this area is very foreign and only needs to be traveled through, not even to be viewed. And so that's something that I do know now from my work, that one either has to develop a bridge and go across it and actually could take other people across it. And this only demands that the body itself be on a high vibration. How this normally works is you have one, two, three individuals, or, you know, however many are in the particular crew. And that one individual specializes in transferring other individuals to different worlds. It's like group travel, where one individual is responsible for going into that world first and then assisting others at releasing their spirit from the body, because the body is something like a cage in itself, or a holding canister. So my deadlines here, because, of course, I've always given myself deadlines. That's what allowed this work to come out. If I didn't give myself a deadline, I would have still been studying and trying to figure out more. But at one point I said, okay, people need the information by this point. And now they receive the information, and now I've given myself a deadline. Most of my transformations come on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th as far as my strong level up transformations. I know I couldn't really go higher than where I'm at already now without being somewhat working on the other side of time, or where there's time doesn't exist at all. So my deadlines are December of 20th to 23rd, 24th, 25th. To really see if it's necessary for us to remain here on the planet and assist those in making the transformation, or if this is the end of the work. We can never really assume. I will tell you this, giving information to individuals and bringing enlightenment to them is one part of the path. It's not the path itself, or not the complete path, as I should say. So it comes and it goes, and we always have high hopes and high optimism for what we can see come about, and We have affected thousands of people. The third dimension itself in time is what keeps individuals away from timelessness. And it's because of the synchronization of the time here. It's in units of three. As you see, this is third dimension. You got 12, 9, 6, 3 are on the clock. And you have a segment of 60 seconds, which is divisible by 2. You got 24 hours, 2 plus 4 is 6, divisible by 3. And 60 seconds divisible by 3. Well, you can take 3 into 6 twice. But basically, this is the biological clock. This is the part of the individual that gets set according to how the sun goes up and goes down, and according to how their watch ticks on their wrist. And this is the part, when we talk about outside of time, that is broken when you go into a higher state of consciousness but are still in the body. See, there's 7 bodies at least, and but there's certain ways you can split up the body in this. So if you decide to use the physical vehicle but it's at an extremely high vibration, it moves so fast it looks like everyone around you is moving in extreme slow motion. So you could move around really fast, get things accomplished, and then be out of there in no time, literally. And so that is how that works for people who had the question. I believe I got a question about how do you exist outside of time. And so that's really what I wanted to say. I wanted to say definitely it looks like about 32, 33,000, 34,000 people have heard about who we are, read some of the stuff that we have produced. As the ledger is here, the code of the Matrix has brought in exactly $682. In 3 years. So if I was to do a simple equation, I say, okay, $682, 30,000 people. Man, I've seen people get way more than that and do way less. And so that's just the hardcore numbers. And if anyone wants, like I say in the end of the book, I don't have the means to go into Orgon and to go into monatomics from a financial level. I just don't. I have the expertise. I have the knowledge. And looks like on this one, it is going to take a collaboration for that to happen. It's not really someone just have to get with me about, you know, what it all entails if they're interested. And other than that, that's where we're at. The body, what I will say is that this is about what is this fascination with the Orgon box and monatomics and frequency and world's quartz tubs and things like that I have. This is what it's really about to me. I've never been the type of person who won't attempt to prepare for something before I know that I'm going to face it. So this stuff, this science is to allow man to make the jump, man and woman to make the jump early, which is what the depths were doing in all the secret societies and all the invisible colleges and the depth learning schools. They were even making the jump before the dimension lined up, so that way they could, you know, get on with it. And that's what it is about time. Like, you can leave really when you want if you understand what it takes and how. And then, of course, once you understand what it takes, it's about how determined you are to get it, because nothing can stop you from obtaining it. It's like if you knew you needed this type of equipment and it got that crazy and you just had to go and rob a bank to go get the equipment to Ascension, you probably would get away with the bank robbery. It's that serious. When one's mind is completely in tune with what they need to do, as I was talking to a very inspirational person, Jack, on the site, I said simply, yeah, we know that there's a matrix here that exists. We know that there's definitely something higher. We've touched that before. We felt the body activated. And so now all we have to do is be totally into it. Now we have to go total into it and get ready to leave this behind, because before it was very difficult to leave what was going on earth behind. And the main reason is there was so much attachment to what one had here and how well things are going, especially before the bubble bursted, as they love to say. But now that we're realizing that there's a whole diabolical plan, which we continue to highlight on the code and always will as long as we broadcast, because there's a whole diabolical plan going on with individuals that don't have, they're takers of life. They're the other side. And that was the other thing I saw. I saw how everything was paired in binary, how just like there was a male and a female. And I saw how in every of every planet, there was places for every constellation. Like, let's say, for instance, you had Orion, but I just realized when I was thinking about it and bringing the maps down to Earth, that I'm actually in Orion's belt right now. Like, that's where Costa Rica is. It's on Orion's belt. And so this is the transformation that's taking place. And I believe it's definitely coming to the end of one phase and the beginning of another. And we would love to definitely be here for the human beings as they continue to make their transition. But realistically, the human beings are going to really have to help themselves, or they just haven't learned one of the first lessons to life. And that's, you can't get anywhere unless you help others get there. You succeed by helping others succeed. You become enlightened by helping others become enlightened. I see a lot of people ask questions about how can I do this, how can I do that, and how can I get to this level. And I'm curious to if they've ever went next door to their friend's house and say, hey, man, here's a book, and got him started on it or her started on it, and then come back and say, hey, how can I get to the next level? The first way you get to the next level is getting others to the next level. There's no doubt in this.